Supporting efforts that help save lives from sudden cardiac arrest. Learn more about SCA risks and emergency response at suddencardiacarrest.org. And by individual donors to PRI, whose contributions help bring innovation and diversity to public radio programming.
Europe Today from the BBC was recorded this morning at 11:06 Central Time.
WILL programs are made possible by English Hedgerow, florist, caterer, and eclectic bistro, serving natural and organic foods, located at University and Lincoln Avenue, Urbana. English Hedgerow delivers distinctive bouquets, plants, gift baskets, and gourmet boxed lunches throughout the Champaign-Urbana area.
You're tuned to the Afternoon Magazine. I'm Celeste Quinn. Henry Frayne is our technical director. It's 12:31. Tom Rogers is here with AM 580 News.
Thanks, Celeste. Good afternoon. A high-ranking state senator confirms that Emil Jones is stepping down as Illinois Senate president. Senator Ricky Hendon told the Associated Press this morning that Jones, who's about to turn 73, plans to step down after the veto session in November. His decision would leave a power vacuum in a state marked by discord among its Democratic leaders, and it means unpopular Governor Rob Blagojevich is losing one of his most important political allies. The Illinois Senate president is well known for sticking by Blagojevich, but it's Jones' relationship with another Illinois Democrat that may be the most politically important. Jones was one of Barack Obama's first political mentors, and he had a big hand in Obama's 2004 Senate win. Springfield area lawmakers and union groups have filed a lawsuit against the governor over his decision to move 140 Department of Transportation jobs to Southern Illinois. Jenna Dooley has more.
The lawsuit filed in Sangamon County Circuit Court would prohibit the governor from finalizing the purchase of a building in Harrisburg on the grounds that the attorney general hasn't approved it. And the governor has said the move is a done deal, despite a legislative panel's recommendation against it. The plaintiffs in the lawsuit include AFSCME Council 31. John Paris is an IDOT traffic and safety employee and union member. He says this is a drastic measure.
We don't like the fact that we're having to go forward with a lawsuit against our own government. This is a terrible situation to be placed in, but we feel that we need to fight for the principles of common sense, fiscal responsibility, and decency in our government and in the management policies of that government.
A spokesman for the governor says the administration plans to move forward with the relocation and is confident that the law is on their side in the matter. I'm Jenna Dooley.
Illinois' attorney general, meanwhile, is wanting hospitals to provide more charity care. Sean Crawford has that story.
Many of the state's hospitals get property tax breaks for giving back to the community. One way is charity care, but Attorney General Lisa Madigan isn't sure the hospitals are always living up to their end of the deal. She's battled with the healthcare industry over new requirements. Her latest effort involves bringing charity care into ongoing talks over the Certificate of Need process, which hospitals must go through in order to expand services or buildings. Madigan says how hospitals serve the poor should get consideration.
One of the things that we're looking at is making sure that, you know, in terms of getting a certificate of need, if hospitals need to come before the Health Facilities Planning Board, that part of that process would also be looking at the level of charity care that they're providing.
Hospitals are opposed to the effort. They say previous attempts to set specific targets for charity care would have led to financial problems. The Illinois Hospital Association says the amount of charity care has gone up over the past 3 years. I'm Sean Crawford.
The trial of a Champaign County man charged with killing his former wife is set to begin in about an hour with jury selection. Robert Arnett is accused of first-degree murder. His former wife, Naomi Arnett, disappeared in May of last year. Her body was found 4 months later, buried in a wooded area a few miles away from her home in Sadorus. Prosecutors say Mr. Arnett killed her and tried to hide the body. They have not revealed how Mrs. Arnett died. Many residents of an East Urbana neighborhood say changing the zoning to bar any new apartment buildings will help keep their area stable. But as AM 580's Jim Meadows reports, one property owner doesn't agree.
Alex Ruggieri says he understands the concerns of many in the area around Victory Park, just east of downtown Urbana. The vice president of Ramshaw Real Estate says he owns an old farmhouse in the affected area himself. But Ruggieri says placing new limits on what kind of development is allowed in the neighborhood is a bad idea.
Well, I think that's every person's right to expect when you buy a piece of property and it has a certain zoning that you can have certain uses by right as defined by law. But what's happening here is they're changing the law, basically changing the rules after the fact.
Chairman Chris Dorr of the Historic East Urbana Neighborhood Association says many homeowners in the neighborhood would be happy to see the zoning changed to bar multifamily housing to match other residential areas on the city's east side.
I don't think that some of the newer subdivisions, Stone Creek, for example, would like to have an apartment house of the kind that's put in our neighborhood constructed over there.
The rezoning proposal would not cover apartment buildings already built in the area. The Urbana Plan Commission will discuss the proposal this Thursday night. I'm Jim Meadows, AM 580 News.
Log jams caused by June flooding in Vigo County, Indiana, are still restricting the flow of water in Honey Creek. A federal official who toured the creek recently by foot and kayak found downed trees in about 30 locations, including five or six large log jams from Terre Haute to the south. Eddie Adams says funding to remove the trees might be available, but the federal program pays up to only 75% of the cost. The rest would have to come from local sources. Vigo County Commission President David Decker says the county's immediate priority is to repair and reopen bridges and roads that were washed out by the June 7th flood. Our next report of AM 580 News is at 2:30.